Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 block. Well, let's go ahead. And we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
The subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because of what happened clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip-hop.
Wow. Thank you all for joining us this evening. We are live for, of course, Chapter 2, Verse 13 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. And, of course, feel free to dial in from anywhere out there, the 646-478-0944 phone number. That means you all, too, you can dial in 646-478-0944. And, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Don't get it twisted. That man stands for Music Activism News. Also, feel free to press that one key when you dial in. For all the people online, I appreciate you. Feel free to use that number to the 216-624 phone number. We'll get to you shortly. If something happens, then, of course, Blog Talk Radio has missent that one signal in. Feel free to just stay silent, listen to the show. But I appreciate what people have to say. So with that being said, I'm giving you all out there time enough to get something to write down and take down some information, type in information, including the 624 phone number. Use your iPads, laptops, desktops, pens, paper, notebooks because of the info you might hear. If you hear something you don't like, well, if you call Blog Talk to complain on me, They will only give you the number of 646-478-0944 for next week. So please call me direct tonight. Feel free to go on and get it out the way. I want to let people know, including a phone caller, before we come to you. Hey, we're going to let you know what our top 10 tracks were as of the ending of last week. We'll start at number 10 and work our way backwards to number 1. The number 10 track was Hip Hop's David Ruffin from HJS Music and DJ Tech. Number 9 was Thank the Creator, Mama Porter, and HJS Music. Number 8 was The Revolution Will Not Be Webcast, HJS Music featuring DJ Tech. Number 7, Life Innovation. Number 6, The Norris Ring from Varsity Music. Number 5 was The Instrumentals by Emacs, Varsity Music. Number 4 was Black House Sounds, The Playground. Number 3 was Mad at Me, Dying Breed Entertainment. Number 2 was The Things in Life Remix, Black House Sounds and Varsity Music. Number 1 was Things in Life from Black House Sounds, the, of course, regular version. So with that being said, we have some things to talk about, but we are going to go to 216-624. 216-624, what's on your mind for this fine evening?
Yo, what's going on, Porter? It's Honesty.
Oh, man, what's going on, Honesty?
What's good, brother? I just wanted to call in and, you know, see what was being conversed about and show some support.
Oh, I appreciate you for doing that, man. As a matter of fact, I could tell you one of the things that I wanted to talk about, but since I have you on the phone, man, there's a little bit of history being made because for the first time that I know of, there's a mixed CD coming from a regional group about a major event happening in our city. And if you could elaborate on that and what's going on this coming Saturday, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Devin the Dude is coming to Cleveland, Ohio, Earth Nightclub. Also, there's going to be, I believe, a 25 MC battle contest, which I'll be participating in. And
okay.
We also have the Devin the Dude mixtape being pushed by GMS Hood Famous TV.
I appreciate that, because on that mix CD, man, what I found so thankful for me, I was very happy with that. Now we got to be able to get your track in soon, but I was like, wait a minute. This is like Devin the Dude's greatest hit, and also
mm-hmm.
it was a blessing because on there are artists such as yourself, Indica Spitz, Poison Ivy, Dream Committee, Black House Sounds, and like
mm-hmm.
I say, Devin the Dude is even talking about the major event, and because of everything he does, it's so nice to actually be on a CD surrounded
right.
by competent artists that are doing something. So with that
right.
being said, man, I want to ask you personally, what's your feel on actually having and doing quality work to get you where you are?
I feel honored to be a part of it. You know, I just I like to humble myself when I'm around people who are experienced and, you know, they have the connections and the know-how and the know-whos about what they're doing. So, you know, I'm just a student in this whole thing.
I feel you on that, man. And they call you Honesty, so I got to ask you this. I got to ask you one thing, man. How long you been doing this? And all of that,
mm-hmm.
this is the first time you're calling into the show. So I want to let people know a little bit about you.
Definitely. I've been doing this since I was 11 years old. I was influenced by my uncle, actually both of my uncles and my brother who passed away. After my brother passed away, I actually started doing it seriously. One of my first names was H2O, and I thought that was dope. And,
right.
you know, I ran with that since I was probably about 13. And I went through a slew of names. Most people today will probably know me as Ace. That's what I used to go by. Right.
Right.
And, you know, I used to go down to the Spitboxers when it was on West 117th in Lakewood. And, you know, I left to go to Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, back in 2009. I tried to make it work out there. Things didn't pan out. I discovered the name Honesty, or whether it discovered me, And here we are
okay.
today.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for that. And if you can let people know the major battle that they will be looking for you. And I really think a lot of people are going to be in for a treat when they see you battle. So if you could tell people when and where that event is going on and
definitely.
All the good stuff.
Right, right, definitely. The May 25th Saturday, this coming Saturday, it's at Earth Night Club. I don't have the flyer right in front of me, so the actual address, I don't know offhand, but it's Old River Road. And,
yes, it is.
I will, right, right, and I will be participating in it. I believe it starts at 9:30, is that right?
Oh, yeah, because the doors open up at 7, as a matter of fact. We're going to help you out. It's Saturday, May 25th, 1295 Old River Road, East Bank of the Flats. And, of course, they're letting people know it's 20 in advance, 25 at the door. And,
sure.
of course, you have tickets on you?
Yes.
Okay, then. What's some contact information for you? Because since you have them, we might as well let them go on and get it from you.
Definitely. My number is 416-624-9894. Or
okay.
If you want, you can email me. My email is honestmoney. That's HONESTMONEY
okay.
2099 at gmail.com.
Okay, well, much respect for you on that. I thank you for calling, my brother. And
yeah.
we're going to play a track off of this CD in just a little while, the full version. And may you have a blessed one. And if you choose to, feel free to definitely hold on to the line, listen to the rest of the show. And we appreciate
okay.
you for real.
Definitely, definitely. Anytime.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yes, sir.
Of course, that was my man, Honesty. And before we go to that, things in life will never change from Black House Sounds. Again, if you choose to, feel free to call us at 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Of course, this is Al Porter Man in the Streets, and that man stands for Music, Activism, and News every Monday, 9 to 10 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Before we get into our thinking track for a little while this evening, I want to thank everybody who came out to the hip-hop workshop this past Saturday at Cleveland State University. Real quick, some of the ones who came through was, of course, Silver B, who now hosts the Royalty Roundtable radio show. And my mom and I will be a guest of his this coming Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Voice of Radio. A little bit more about them later on. For those who don't know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame went to him for his assistance in bringing it here. Suave Gotti was there. Suave Gotti not only did a freestyle, but he made a bold statement and said, let's change the saying from do you to do right. And to do right, you must know right. And to know right, you must learn right. So you had people who called into this show and been a part of it before, like Major Chaps, 1008 Vision performed. You had a blues singer who actually did a song called Those Ugly Children Ain't Mine. That was an interesting one in itself. You had dancers, Cass the Spaz, and, of course, you had Zaytona. And the best thing about this particular program that I love is that, you know, Al Porter Man in the Streets, we're out here in the streets again. It was hot out here in our region, and I was just going to, like, do my best to soak it in up under the fan. And my man, of course, the producer of this show, Emax the Image, was like, let's go and take this to the public. So if you hear saying hello and you hear wind in the background and all of that, that's because we're right here live right now until 10 p.m. at the Duck Pond. The Duck Pond, right at the intersection of University Circle and Euclid Avenue. So you can come through and wave, throw something at the ducks. Feel free, particularly bread or something like that, and come through, speak to us and all of that, because the creator first and then the fans make this show. So, you know, it's nice to be out here doing what this show is supposed to do. We'll be back to you with some information. One topic before we get into the subject of awards and award shows, and we'll be right with you. Wait a minute. Whoa, 216, we'll be right back with you in just a moment, but feel free to call back, and we'll talk to you shortly. Hey, this is Black House Sounds, things in life will never change.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today. Thinking about Pussy Kids and all. Some things in life will never change.
Some things
in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mid of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand trick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, locker room, I done speak the truth.
Life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
I keep going against the grain.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain,
Never change. Some things in life will never change.
I keep going
against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud, they song saying that they did that. That's when they play with their demons in the closet, doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't revolve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Instagram.
You starting to understand what it really is.
And that song, not only in the number one spot, but also on that Devin the Dude big CD. Before we get into information and everything like that, I want to know what's going on at 216-240. That's 216-240. Al Porter, man in the streets, definitely live in the streets. How you doing this evening? 216-240. So I take it you're just like right now listening, and that's a good thing. Continue to do that, and we appreciate you for that. As a matter of fact, I want to let some people know just a couple of things real quick before we go into the next thing, and then we get into one of our nice little topics this evening. Should you choose to come back through and listen, we happen to have Hood Talk 2, which is on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. My man in all of this, super producer, Emax the Image, has conversation as on international news broken down to a local level. That's at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 9 to 10:30 p.m. And then, of course, there's Hood Tunes Radio Friday and Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Regional and nationwide artists working together to grow. That's regional and nationwide artists working together to grow. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know that this coming Wednesday is very interesting because, of course, you have a couple of things going on a Wednesday. Now, you can still feel free to call in on that 646-478-0994 phone number. And, of course, while you're listening live online, we appreciate that, too. But I want to let people know that on Wednesday, 14660, intersection of Euclid and Lee Road, 7:30 p.m., that is where we have our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings. We do everything and handle everything from vigils to, of course, the programs and awareness, such as, of course, the hip-hop workshop, preventative programs, and everything like that. Don't guess what we do. Feel free to come through and be a part of it. And that's on Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time at 7:30 p.m., and on Fridays, OPN, Oppressed People Station. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., they have their free food, clothes giveaway, and they give away free cell phones on the spot just by showing up, and that's at the same location. And on this Saturday, it's the Cold Case Unity Group, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Incorporated, and Black on Black Crime Incorporated. They're sponsoring a Memorial Day of Remembrance this Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Garden View Hill Park off East 88th Street at St. Clair Avenue, North Side. For all of our loved ones who have been murdered, with special emphasis on cold cases, unsolved murders, and remembering all of our missing children and adults. Please feel free to come through there. Purple ribbons for victims of homicide, red ribbons for unsolved murders and cold cases, gold ribbons for missing persons, and that's this coming Saturday. For more information, 990, that's 216-990-0679. Hey, some of my upcoming conversations will probably make you mad at me, which is all right. So with that on my mind, we're going to play some Dime Breed Entertainment, come back with one of those subjects real quick.
Yeah, we on the prowl, we on the road. Yeah, we about to shine, we about to blow. Yeah, we going out.
HAD, we got them people. I'm like, what you got it to me for? Got a pocket full of people. I'm feeling the same, I'm about to reload. She in my space like let me breathe, ho. I'm
killing the game without no cheat codes. Whoa, bitch, nigga, we real. Talking nigga out till his face turns tail. If I'm making money, why the hell I need a deal? Always on my own, I ain't never had a steal. All I crystal pussy, I can see how it feels. Do it for my squad, trying to see 100 feel. Ganja, box, plate full of bill. Two fingers down, cause a nigga feel. And I'm still with the set, though. I'm a sick animal, need a vet, though. And I can't even booze in this bitch. You be doomed in this bitch, need a 2 minutes, bitch. I be bruising this snitches and doing my thing. And I'm like, what you got a team for? Where we fall, I'm about to take off from the free.
Yeah, we on the ride, we on the road. Yeah, we about to shine, we about to blow. Hell yeah, we going out, we going out. Hell yeah, we going out, we going out, going out.
H-A-D, we got them people. I'm like, what you got it for? What you got it for? Got a pocket full of people. And I'm like, what you mad at me for? 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 What's up, it's Roman. I blow money, blow guns. Rap, it's my bread and my butter. This game is just shrimp and it's lobster. This shit is so easy, haters can't see me. I just see comedy. These bitches is thirsty. Oxygen should be my sponsor. You is a hater. Man, cause my money be greater. Gotta grind for the paper. Ain't no difference to me and a skater. I'm a hustler and I'm a chaser. Mess with my boys, they waste you. Bro got the papers, Cole got the weed, and I got the flavor. Been waiting, yeah, my team been waiting. Started in the gutter, now we crawling out the basement. Penthouse living till we all up on the rooftop. No squares in my circle, yo, quick looking like a shoebox.
H-A-D, we got them people. We got them people. I'm like, what you got it? What you got it? People. Got a pocket full of people. And I'm like, what you mad at?
What you mad at?
Soldiers and then we take over. Game looking ugly, so we just make over. Covered the path at the prophecy is. Y'all gon' turn haters and I'll be the shit. 100%. Y'all 85. You snitching them bitches, better hope you alive. MCO guys, killer bees in my hives. Juju in the skies, the reason I ride for. What do the problem be? Nothing probably. Honestly, you niggas should honor me. I flow a piranha speed. Yeah, I'm a beat. Nigga. Can't nobody fuck with my niggas. Nigga. Can't nobody fuck with my niggas. Jack wild, smoke loud, smoke a pound with my niggas. Nigga.
H-A-D, we got them people. We got them people. I'm like, what you got it? What you got it? People. Got a pocket full of people. And I'm like, what you mad at me for?
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 Club. skin, light skin. She can get, she can get it. And that big leg, a little leg. Light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
cause she's in my world, yeah.
Workshop, but I won't worry about announcing it now because announcing too early, everybody will forget anyway. So Friday, May 31st, that's the one I'll announce from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, Oppressed People's Nation, will feature their Ladies First comedy show as well as performances, a tribute to our queens. And what does that happen to feature? Well, it features Miss Fitted, 216, Miss Sheflex with some dub style. Of course, there'll be some karaoke, Poison Ivy, hosted by Bella Monroe, also featuring Karma Delane. Of course, you have my man C-Love will be thrown in with Young Arson, but Miss Chocolate Cake, Extra Bread, Sorelli Floss, Pretty Dawn, Miss Moon with an E, and a few others will be on this bill. And, of course, ladies, $5 in advance, $10 at the door. Men, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Of course, that's from 9 to 2 a.m. So that's 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Proceeds go towards OPN People Survival Programs. So definitely you can feel free to call 216-212-3111 for more details. Or for tickets, you can always hit up 216-704-5036. And without any further delay, the person that I need to bring on for a few minutes, 216-712. You're on the line. Who am I talking to this fine, beautiful evening?
Hey, Al. How you doing? This is Donna Walker-Brown, candidate for Ward 10.
Okay. How you doing this evening? I'm doing fine. We out here live at the Duck Pond at, of course, University Circle, Euclid Avenue. So I'm having a ball right now, enjoying the air.
God bless. I'm doing great. I can't complain. I'm just happy to still be in the race, to be one of the first candidates to file petitions. God has been good.
Right. You know something? Before we ask anything or what's on your mind, I need to find out more. Art McCoy show comes on Sundays on WERE 1490 AM, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. That's that Cleveland Standard Time. The whole news talk, Cleveland.com, or 216-578-1490. And you called in from an event that was major. What's going on?
Oh, I called in because I am my neighbor's keeper.
Okay.
With Pastor Medina. Actually was the one who got all the different nationalities together. It was a beautiful event. He had quite a few psalmists there. It was just an event that you if you were invited, you couldn't miss it.
That's a
and
blessing.
It was pretty much, they pretty much done it because of the miracle that happened in Cleveland with three young women, Gina DeJesus, Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, being found after 10 years. So it was just a great event. I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Okay. Now, what else is going on?
Well, we'll be meeting every Tuesday at 5 o'clock if anybody wants to know what's going on with the campaign as far as Donald Walker Brown for Ward 10 Council.
Okay. And that's every Tuesday at what time again?
5 o'clock at the McDonald's on 105.
Okay, then I thank you for letting everybody know that. Look forward to at least people can come out and find that out. And now, you know, I've warned people sometimes they might hear something controversial or two. So before you get off the line, I want to know what your thinking is that they started having hearings on, so far, just the supervisors that were involved in the chase, hearing from them and their side of the story, even though I thought they had told their side of the story to, of course, the, you know, attorney general and all of that in the finding. What do you find? Well, what are your thoughts on that?
As the Irish would say, I think that's a bunch of malarkey. I think they're trying to wear the people down and throw us off course of actually wanting those 13 cops to be terminated, charged, and hopefully convicted if we get a true bill from a grand jury from the prosecutor, who would be McGinty, who we have asked to recuse himself. And he has refused.
Okay, well, I thank you for that. And I look forward to seeing you at 5 p.m. tomorrow at East 105 McDonald's. That way anybody have questions or want to know what's going on, they can come through and find out from you. So thank you again for calling in this evening.
All right, have a great day.
You do the same, and feel free definitely to hold the line, because we'll probably have some other topics of interest coming up shortly. And with that being said, I have somebody on the line that I'm about to put on there right now by the name, of course, of, well, let's see what's going on, 216-952-6811. That's 216-952. What's going on?
What's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, trouble's about to start now.
Yeah, man, happy to call in and hear what's going on. As Ms. Donna said, a bunch of malarkey. You know, the system got a whole lot of smoke screens and mirrors. They're always trying to throw something.
Okay, I feel you. Man, what's happening with 10-away vision real quick?
10-away vision is great. It turned the heat up. We got some new things. We scouting some new artists, trying to do some things. So, you know, this is a power move year for us, and we're just trying to help and do the best that we can do.
And I can tell you, man, one of the strongest things to come up is that, of course, hip-hop workshop news.
The
multi-talented Ronnie B. So is there anything you would like to add on, man? Anything you'd like to say, man?
You know, first of all, you know, as always, you know, I love and respect you, Al. You know, Miss Donna was on there, so you know I love and respect her, too. I just thank y'all for letting me be able to speak. In the Hip Hop Workshop news, there's going to be a lot of new things that's going to be said, you know, of course.
Okay.
But I do sponsor the Hip Hop Workshop. So 10-away does respect and sponsor the Hip Hop Workshop.
Well, I thank you so much for that, brother. And
no
if there's anything else,
I'd just like to say thank you very much for everything that you do, brother. For real.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
All right, man. Have a blessed one, brother.
Okay, you too, my brother.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Wow, that's my man, of course, Ronnie B., represent 1008 Vision. I didn't want to end up talking about parts of this, but I guess I have to, because I want to let people know that when it comes down to it, I was going to talk about the winners of the Adult Entertainment Awards that were held in Cleveland, because it just sounded like so nice and all that. That happened last night. But I was going to even talk about the winners of the Billboard Awards. I mean, the Icon Prince, that award he won, he did an excellent job. Madonna still looked good. Hey, whatever you may say, at least I can say one thing. She was holding on. I might have even gotten the chance to talk about Tracy Morgan, the way he hosted the show. A lot of nice jokes. Now, you know, a week ago coming into this week was supposed to be real easy. I was just going to read everything that happened. Even going to read a list of winners from the Cleveland, Ohio Music Awards, you know, COMA. But no, not y'all in Cleveland, Ohio. You just couldn't make it that easy for me. I just want to touch on a couple of things, maybe come back and give maybe a final opinion or thought on something. But I have to read a couple of things that happened to give you some idea of what happened. Now, the awards ceremony, to me, I'm always happy when we can network around here. So I'm always happy about that. It was very interesting because I just want to read a statement that came out from the Ohio Kings, who actually put the awards on it, of course, Club Earth, last week. It said, and I'm just reading it the way they said it. I didn't try to abridge it or change voices, anything like that, because when you do that, that's like misrepresentation. So basically, I will summarize what was said using their own words, but if I leave out one sentence or something like that, just want to give you what was said. May 18, 2013, COMA show. I take full responsibility for everything that happened that night because the event was under contract. There were things we could control and we didn't, and things we couldn't control. With that being said, I want to apologize to everyone that felt like they wasted time being there, especially to the nominees that were overlooked and not represented well. One thing I want to let the public know is things happen, and Andrew Lloyd, who of course is a member with this, did his best with the circumstances he was put in. But in all honesty, he could have did better. No excuses. I can go on and on about things that were stolen, people sneaking in, people messing with equipment, air conditioning, etc., and put names on it. But it was the Ohio Kings night, and as the owner, I take full responsibility. But here is my thing. Why do people want to know who owns the Ohio Kings? Some people are in love with the fact that I might be rich. Is that why you want to know? Some people are in love with the fact that I made a change. I felt like we made a change. Key word is we. I am in love with the fact that I made a difference and don't want recognition for it because I didn't do it by myself. I got help from the public, so we did it. I will continue to help the city because for the people that really tuned in while I was building this promo page, know what I posted before the show. An award show doesn't define your success. I have way more to offer. Don't support me because you think I have money or I have connections. Support me because we are rich in spirit and we all are from the same state. I'm not an owner that blames others for what went on at my event. I don't take nothing to heart because in business or life, people are not go like every decision you make, but talking about it more and more gives me exposure, which is all a part of the Ohio Kings business plan. What I plan to do with this exposure
is my choice. And after all what I've seen and heard, I still choose the public, because the Ohio Kings movement is not all about music. It's about growth in general. With that being said, I never met anyone that everyone likes. All right. Now, there is another speech that came from Daniel, God is my judge status. Of course, the Ohio Kings, you can read more on their Facebook status, not going to get into all that, but we're going to go to Daniel, God is my judge. What he wrote is a very interesting spin on that. I always keep it real and never play favoritism. It's a different viewpoint, but a little bit of the same. And I always look at things from every aspect. Example, they say award shows is based on votes, which means if it is legit, then the supporters are who dictate the winners. So if you feel somebody you voted for didn't win, then as a supporter, you are partially responsible because you have to actually vote. But if nobody seen any kind of voting or even got a response to a vote they put in, that's fishy and don't make sense off top. If everything is a mystery, how can it be legit? Then supporters say they support you, but they don't buy your music or make excuses. Why they can't come out? Y'all ask for music, but only a few actually support. Then everybody, artists as well as supporters, would say, don't worry about it. It's all politics in Cleveland. And it's always going to be in favor of whoever throwing the event of the people they mess with. Which brings me to my next point. If that's true, then why do you all keep allowing it? Why do y'all keep encouraging y'all or your friends and family to keep doing them, y'all ignorantly say it was unity? How is it unity when you don't speak up for y'all people and just tell them, don't worry about it, you still a winner? Some interesting comments here. Summarizing what was said, he finished up by saying, see me personally, I never get upset about actually losing anything, because it's impossible for me to ever lose at anything. The worst I can do is learn, but if I get mad, it's because I feel like I let my supporters down. Y'all allow titles like Cleveland Awards to be said, but y'all give people from other cities awards. Y'all know how hard people work in Cleveland just to get a little recognition, but y'all just keep giving our shine away. Something got to give here because it's still some crazy talent that don't get recognized. Hard work from anybody doing anything should at least get recognized. And that came from Daniel, God is my judge. And the reason that I had to put that out there, well, you know something? I always love to go to phone calls and stuff like that. So I'm right now looking at 216-224. That's 216-224. You're on live, Al Porter Man in the Streets. We'll wind it down. What's on your mind?
Brother Al, how you doing, brother? This is Chairman Ernest Smith from Oppressed People's Nation.
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I'm just calling in for support and to listen to the show tonight.
That's cool. Well, you do so much. Let us know what's on your mind. I'm giving you 2 to 3 minutes. Let us know, man.
Oh, okay. Thank you, brother. Oh, we just got back from giving a free community cookout up on Noble Road, Noble and Woodview, in conjunction with Noble Food Deal. And, of course, we give out the OPN Free Fridays every Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. on the corner of Lee and Euclid. That's free clothes,
right.
Free food, free cell phone. Free cell phones courtesy of Reach Out and Access Wireless.
Right.
We having a fundraiser called Ladies First to honor our queens. That'll be
okay.
Coming up on Friday, May 31st at Tucker's, man. It's going to be nice, too. We got a soul food dinner. We got a live comedy show and 20 of the hottest female artists around will be in the house performing. For tickets, 216-778-0998. They only $5 for Queens, $10 for our brothers in advance. That's 216-778-0998. Over 20 of the hottest female artists will be rocking the stage that night. That's ladies first, May 31st. And coming up in June 1st, man, we'll be opening up the OTM People's Community Center at 15453 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland. And it'll be open to the public. That won't be our grand opening, but that's the day our doors are opening. And once the doors open for us, they open to the people, because that's how we get down.
Oh, man, I respect that again, and I look forward to it, brother. I really
Same
do,
here,
man. One of your other
Thank
members,
you.
My man Ron B, was listening on the line, too. So that's very nice, man. It's very nice. I wish you the very best, because you all are actually out here doing it. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Roddy B, hit me up, man.
I
all
know
right,
you
my
probably
brother.
Will. All right.
Thank
peace.
You. Peace.
You know, I got to have a lot of respect for my man on that right there. And, you know, I want to throw something out there. Now, my thing is this. When I go to award shows, winning is, like, not on my radar. And I'll tell you why. Maybe if you'd have hit me up in 1998 to about 2004 or 5, that would have been like, ooh, wee. But now, the past few years, I've been going to different award shows for know-how, Hip Hop Awards, to the, of course, Mixtape Awards, the Ohio Mixtape Awards. I go to network first. I go to network first. And the reason I go to network is, to me, that's one of the major things. So I'm going to say that on the positive sides for the award show that was given. I also want to say that should be one of the main things that people think about, is going there to network. Because I'm going to tell you something, an award, and I said that there while I was filmed, an award is not going to make me or break me. I appreciate the awards I'm given, but it's not what I do with the award once I win. It's what do I do after award or an accommodation is made for you. Because there are so many other artists that we both know. I'm looking over here. I know the super producer of the show, Emax the Image, knows. There's so many artists in the past few years that have gotten awards, and you ask yourself, where are they now? I don't know. That's all I can say. So that's the correct thing to look at. You know what I'm saying? And I really believe and feel that. On the flip side, you have to know people who are throwing awards. And people have to have been around for years when they throw them, because when they don't do it, see, the key thing and the key problem that can come up with an award show, that is part of what happened, and I was reading from several artists, and I can understand and overstand why a lot of people were frustrated. Number one, they couldn't see who voted for what and how it was done. That always raises a question. That's number one. Number two, if certain things aren't met, certain promises aren't met. There were a lot of people who came to that particular award show, and the comments that were made were, they wanted to know who was the major person that won the cruise and the cash prize for being one of the big difference makers in our area. That caused a lot of confusion, because a lot of people didn't know. There, a lot of other people weren't, you know, mentioned as nominees here and there. Throughout the show, they tried to straighten out the nominees part, but a lot of people didn't know who voted for what, for the full tabulation of who won, who might have been second or what have you. So there was frustration on that. There were a lot of people who came there expecting to see Tropicana on 107.9. So I would like to put this out for anybody that attempts to put out an award show in the future. Make sure to make promises that you can keep. Number two, if you're thinking about throwing an award show that's going to be major in this city, make sure everybody almost knows you. Because, see, there was Suave, Gotti, myself, a few others. We worked on an award show, Ohio Mixtape Awards. Suave Gotti helped De La Ran Jackson with the very first. The two of them started the very first Ohio Hip Hop Award.
here's the interesting thing. There were a lot of people who, at that time, still didn't know D. Loran, although prior to the award show, he had been doing things for years. Suave Gotti had been doing things for years, mid-'80s, for one. D. Loran Jackson had been raising hell on the radio, the Players Ball and all that, for years. So at least there was some validity. When you go to do a show, make sure that people basically know you, because there are a lot of people who still don't know me. That's real talk. There are a lot of people who still don't know some others, but at least make sure a majority of them know you, so that when something comes up, they can say, no, this person is not like that or what have you. Because if there's a problem, then people are going to look at how much money they spent, and the wrong side of them is going to come out. And I can say that because I've seen the wrong side come out while certain other things have happened in the background. So I wanted to definitely just throw those things out there at people and let people know that is part of the frustration. And the final thing, when I had to read that status, I'm used to certain shows and things not going the correct way because, you know, I looked and chalked it up to, hey, this is the city I'm in and what have you. But then I had to look up and look at me and say, wait a minute, maybe personally I'm to blame because I personally don't expect to see the very best. And maybe I should expect to see the very best from everything that I'm involved in or I at least attend. Because when you start to feel that way, then you can look before you even walk into something and say, wait a minute. And it puts pressure on everybody to do their very best. So with that being said, I'm in to change my mentality. I feel everybody on both sides. We got a little bit of time left. I might talk a little bit over this one track I'm about to play because it's like an instrumental. It's that nice little remix that I love from Things in Life, Would Never Change. The remix, of course, by Bark City Music for the same song that's on that Devin and Dude mix CD. It's been beautiful to be here at the Duck Pond. Like I say, I wouldn't have even thought about coming out this evening. But the creator allowed my man to say, wait a minute, it's Al Porter. Man in the street, music, activism, news in the street. Get out your comfort zone and feel that real air. So you don't know where we might creep up on you. We might end up at your back door barbecue. We might end up at your fish fry. Look, I'm not a dead dude. If you look at my pictures on the Facebook page of the Alfred Porter Jr. Sheriff's hat, you will see I'm really not a dead guy. So we will come through to visit you. We might come and do our show from a beauty salon, barber shop, a happening event. We came down to Seymour Avenue because we needed to be there for that history-making moment. I would also like to send much love to Yvonne Pointer, who finally, DNA testing showed who it was that murdered her daughter back in 1984. And I want to give Yvonne Pointer a shout-out because she did not sit back there and just cry. She became an activist herself, joined ArcaCore on the front lines, and has been doing things ever since. So, you know, feel free to join me on Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. VoiceOfRadio.com, Black on Black Crime, Hip Hop Workshop. Surprise guests will be on there. And you know I'm mellowing out right now. Jimmy Haslam will save one more week because y'all folks couldn't figure out how to do this award show right. But that's all right because y'all taught me a lesson in this. I got to change my attitude. And only a fool is not able to learn anything. So with that being said, my man hit on the line. We got about a few seconds left. Ron B, say something as we take ourselves out, man.
Yeah, I definitely want to say God bless. Shout out to my OPN fam, my Her Ernie. I'm definitely going to hit him up. E-Max, what's going on, baby?
I love
you. You doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? You that man, and we're going to get together and do anything together, man. So we got some things. So, you know, yeah, much love always. You know, as always, I love you, Al Porter. You know that.
Love Mama you too,
Porter,
my brother.
You know, Donna Brown. So you too, my brother.
All right.
I'll be talking with y'all. Yes, sir.